听力课堂，听 class.com。
Every morning after that, the mice and the little people dressed in their running gear and headed over to Cheese Station C. It wasn't long before they each established their own routine. Sniff and Scurry continued to wake early every day and race through the maze, always following the same route. When they arrived at their destination, the mice took off their running shoes, tied them together, and hung them around their necks so they could get to them quickly whenever they needed them again. Then they enjoyed the cheese. In the beginning, Hem and Haw also raced toward Cheese Station C every morning to enjoy the tasty new morsels that awaited them. But after a while, a different routine set in for the little people. Hem and Haw awoke each day a little later, dressed a little slower, and walked to Cheese Station C. After all, they knew where the cheese was now and how to get there. They had no idea where the cheese came from or who put it there. They just assumed it would be there. As soon as Hem and Haw arrived at Cheese Station C each morning, they settled in and made themselves at home. They hung up their jogging suits, put away their running shoes, and put on their slippers. They were becoming very comfortable now that they had found the cheese.
"This is great," Hem said. "There's enough cheese here to last us forever."
The little people felt happy and successful, and thought they were now secure. It wasn't long before Hem and Haw regarded the cheese they found at Cheese Station C as their cheese. It was such a large store of cheese that they eventually moved their homes to be closer to it, and built a social life around it. To make themselves feel more at home, Hem and Haw decorated the walls with sayings, and even drew pictures of cheese around them, which made them smile. One read, "Having cheese makes you happy." Sometimes Hem and Haw would take their friends by to see their pile of cheese at Cheese Station C and point to it with pride, saying, "Pretty nice cheese, huh?" Sometimes they shared it with their friends, and sometimes they didn't.
"We deserve this cheese," Hem said. "We certainly had to work long and hard enough to find it."
He picked up a nice fresh piece and ate it. Afterwards, Hem fell asleep, as he often did. Every night, the little people would waddle home full of cheese, and every morning they would confidently return for more. This went on for quite some time.